today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A massive winter storm began its assault on the Northeast on Sunday, with Philadelphia and Boston expected to get a foot of snow and New York up to 2 feet. The storm dumped around 15 inches of rain on parts of California last week and more than 100 inches of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. It then moved east, covering parts of the Midwest with a foot of snow before pushing into the Northeast, where the storm is expected to stall. New York City and New Jersey declared states of emergency on Sunday night. Coronavirus vaccination sites were closed in the New York metropolitan area on Monday. Washington, D.C., could get more snow in one day than it's seen in the last two winters combined. Stay safe, everyone. Welcome to February. January now has the distinction of being the deadliest pandemic month in the United States by far, with more than 95,000 COVID-19 deaths reported. But there are some glimmers of hope. More than 30 million vaccinations have been administered across the country. Not enough, but the number's building. And hospitalizations are falling to levels lower than they've been in 2 months. The first priority of the new Biden administration is COVID, getting the pandemic under control and providing relief to Americans who are struggling. So President Biden meeting Monday with 10 Republican senators that he invited to the White House to discuss their counter proposal. Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney of Utah, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Rob Portman, outgoing senator from Ohio, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Todd Young of Indiana, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Mike Round, South Dakota, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina released their $618 billion proposal in advance of the meeting. In a tweet, Congressman Mark Pocan of Colorado acknowledged that all 10 of those Republican senators voted to give the Pentagon $740 billion in the NDAA just last month, billions more than the relief they're willing to give to the American people in response to COVID. Biden's team says he's willing to compromise on a few things, like perhaps scaling back stimulus checks for families making more than $150,000 a year. One official saying that Biden would not accept slashing months of unemployment insurance or spending to help keep schools open, as the Republican senators have proposed. Meanwhile, progressives in Congress want a more robust coronavirus bill. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who now heads the Senate Budget Committee, said on Sunday that Democrats seem to have the votes necessary using reconciliation, a process that requires only a simple majority. But moderates want a slimmer, bipartisan one, and Pelosi and Schumer will have to find that sweet spot if they want to unlock reconciliation, the key to passing the Biden plan. But it won't be easy. In the House, Nancy Pelosi can only afford to lose 4 Democrats if all the Republicans vote against the deal. In the Senate, Schumer can't lose even 1 vote. The second impeachment trial of the twice-impeached former president is set to begin next week. But Trump's legal team quit over the weekend. Reportedly, it was his insistence that the attorneys focus on his claims of election fraud rather than the constitutionality of convicting a former president was the last straw. On Sunday night, Trump announced he was able to find 2 new lawyers to lead his defense. They are former Pennsylvania prosecutor Bruce Castor Jr., a man notable for his refusal to file charges against Bill Cosby, and Alabama lawyer David Schoen, who has represented Roger Stone and Jeffrey Epstein. They are now Trump's new lead defense lawyers at the trial, scheduled to begin on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Republican congressional turmoil continues as the party appears to be split between Liz Cheney, who surprisingly represents the saner faction, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, the gun-toting QAnon conspiracy-believing nut job who brought her brand of crazy into the House of Representatives. What Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy does now, how he reacts to calls of censuring Cheney and removing Greene from office, will set the course for the near future of the Republican Party heading into the 2022 midterms. Across the globe, in Russia, thousands of protesters flooded the streets of Moscow and across the nation over the weekend to support jailed opposition leader and Putin critic Alexei Navalny, who has now been held by Russian authorities for weeks. More than 5,100 people were arrested in at least 85 cities this weekend. This was the second weekend of protests, and police response was the harshest that the country has seen in years. Navalny followers have called for another mass protest on Tuesday. Newly confirmed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned Russia's, quote, harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists. Russia accused Blinken of, quote, crude interference in Russia's internal affairs. I guess things are returning to normal. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully funded by you, the listeners, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.